Morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. If you follow this EMP, especially when I share the message, we almost finish the book of 1st of John. I hope next week when I have opportunity, then we can finish. I don't know if we have also an opportunity to celebrate this book by again Yamcha again after a few months. Yeah, let's see how many people can come next week. Yeah, before we start our fasting also. You guys who join on online, you can come next Wednesday, come in person so that we can celebrate the book of 1st John. Okay, let us start with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for giving time to us so that we can come, read the Bible and have fellowship with you. And this morning, we ask Holy Spirit to lead us so that we can understand the content of your word that already give it to us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open 1st of John, chapter 5. We read verse 6 to 12. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. The testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. Okay, brothers and sisters, for the whole book of 1st John, the problem is the person of Christ. So if we read again from chapter 1 to chapter 5, what is the biggest problem, the biggest issue? The biggest problem or the biggest issue is, who is Jesus? Yeah. For me, the problem of who is Jesus is something can happen at that time, because Jesus was born and then ministry died around 33 AD. And then after that, for 40 years, then the church have the problem concerning Jesus Christ. There are a lot of interpretation, teaching that go into the church. So make the people try to ask again, who is Jesus? John is the last apostle who go to the heaven. And then he has responsible to rewrite again, who is Jesus? Jesus is the foundation of Christian faith. We are Christian because of Jesus. So, if we have wrong understanding about Jesus, then our foundation is not strong. Yeah, make us do another application. So really important for John to explain Jesus, and also really important for us to know who is Jesus. After John explained everything about Jesus, now John want to tell us by what reason you say that Jesus is Son of God. By what reason Jesus is the Son of God? At the beginning, when I try to understand these verses, I also a little bit confused, because the way John write everything, if you know the structure of writing, this is no structure. Sometimes he speak a little bit, and sometimes he speak a little bit. So we need to collect all this writing, become a story. Now I get what the story is. Let's go back to verse 6. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then in other verse, he said that they believe the testimony is, verse 8, the spirit and the water and the blood and three are agreement. So John used three words to explain who is Jesus. Number one, water. Number two, blood. Number three is spirit. These three elements testify about Jesus that he is the Son of God. Okay. Water and blood. Water and blood. Everybody start with water when they come out to the world. What kind of water? I ask Cardia, in English called amniotic fluid. Amniotic fluid. So when the baby want to come out, the water come out first, and then after that the baby. This kind of water called amniotic of fluid. And then there is a blood in the baby. That's why we call this baby have life. So water and blood concerning the life as a human. The life as a human. Of course, brothers and sisters, when we talk about water and blood concerning Jesus, we talk about incarnation. That Jesus was born as a baby. And this is a real history. A real history. It is not a legend or something rumor, but real. He has been come. Because he has been come as a baby, so he has human life. This is number one. But then, brothers and sisters, when we talk about water, John also want to refer to one event regarding the water. That's what we call baptism in water. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. And then after he came out from the water, there is a voice come from the heaven. This is my beloved son, to whom I love. This is the testimony that come from heaven to speak about Jesus. So this is, I try to understand what is the meaning of water, what is the meaning of blood. And then, brothers and sisters, concerning the blood, let us open one verse. John chapter 19, verse 34. John chapter 19, 34. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water come out. Blood and water come out. This is the blood that come out as the result of the cross. Yeah, this is the blood that come out because Jesus hang on the cross. Brothers and sisters, what happened when Jesus hang on the cross? What happened when Jesus hang on the cross? When Jesus hang on the cross, we need to read two verses. First, Matthew chapter 27, 55. Now the centurion and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the thing that were happening, became very frightened and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God. Truly, this was the Son of God." By seeing Jesus on the cross, covered by blood, and then this enemy say, "Truly, this is the Son of God." So the statement about Jesus, Son of God, is come out by the group of people who crucified him. I can say they all enemy of Jesus. The enemy of Jesus said, "This is the Son of God." The second is Luke chapter 23, 42. And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." This is the statement come from a bandit, bad guy, to Jesus. He saw who Jesus, the real one. And then he keep and he put his life into Jesus' hand. "When you come as a king, remember me. Remember me." No miracle, brothers and sisters. No teaching. He just saw what Jesus said on the cross. Only seven sentences. And then he put his life to Jesus. Jesus with covered by all the blood. Brothers and sisters, so this is the testify. The meaning of water and the meaning of blood. And then we have another thing, another person that testified in our life and in our heart, which is the Spirit, the God Spirit who is in our heart, testified us that Jesus is Son of God. Verse 14 to 16, Romans chapter 8. Yeah. I 8:15, "For you have no receive a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as son, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are children of God. So this is the way, brothers and sisters, we try to understand how John explained and bring three witness, three kind of witness that want to tell us that Jesus is Son of God. Number one, water. Number two, blood. Number three, spirit. And not only these three elements. If we go back to 1 John chapter 5, and then he continue, for there are three that testify, the spirit and the water and the blood, and they are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning the Son, concerning the Son. And then, in other parts, the Bible also tell us, not only blood, water, blood, but also God by himself also testified about Jesus. Yeah, if we discover all the Bible first, we can find that God, Jesus, and then the Spirit, Holy Spirit, talk about who is Jesus. Okay, let's say when God testified about Jesus, first of all, I already remind you, when Jesus finished baptized, then there are a voice from heaven. But if we go back to the story of the beginning of incarnation, how the serpent know that Jesus just born? God sent the angel to the serpent. How? Before this story, how the baby John in his mom womb can rejoice when his mom met Mary. Yeah, from that start, and then the shepherd, how the Maggie know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. This all God bring them to know Jesus. And then the second point, when Jesus start his ministry, what he referred to the people? I am the Son of God. By the teaching and also by the doing. The people, they can accept what Jesus do, but they cannot accept when Jesus said, I am and God is one. John chapter 10, verse 30. That's the starting point. People want to kill Jesus. And then finally, the Spirit. What the Spirit do in the world? The Spirit do is convicting people their sin, and then after that, accept Jesus as Son of God. Yeah, you and me can believe Jesus Christ. Before we believe, we repent. This all the work of Holy Spirit. The work of Holy Spirit. And then same Spirit also lead who? Lead Philip to meet an eunuch and then share the gospel. So brothers and sisters, earth element, heavenly group testify the same thing, who is Jesus. You get my point? Yeah. This is what we say, we see in the book of John. So John collect all this story. Okay, I give you who tell Jesus is Son of God. What the story? So that make people open their eyes and open their ears. And then they have fully understanding about Jesus. Now, what is the purpose of this testimony? We go back to 1 John chapter 5. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life in His Son. This life in His Son. So, Jesus is the source of eternal life for everybody. Without Jesus, you cannot get eternal life. Eternal life. And then when John talked about what is the meaning of eternal life, there are two meanings. First, go back to John chapter 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that you know who is God. So from Jesus, we know who is God. By knowing God, we have eternal life. Why? Because by knowing God, we have new relationship with God. John chapter 1, verse 12. Everybody who believes Jesus Christ become children of God. The second meaning of eternal life is, when you died, you go back to heaven. 100%. 100%. Not I hope so. Not I hope so. That's why when I lead funeral service, I always say, we have eternal life. This is only temporary separation. Once Jesus comes for the second time, or we go back, then we will meet again in Heavenly Father house. This is the meaning of eternal life. So, this is the content of the testimony, so that everybody who believe has eternal life. And then verse 12, he who has the Son has the life. He who has not the Son of God does not have the life. So brothers and sisters, the content of the testimony is about Jesus that give you eternal life. Now, we already have the eternal life because we believe Jesus Christ. And what should we do, brothers and sisters? Remember, God already have a group of story, and He Himself testified about Jesus. Without you and me, Jesus is Son of God. By water, by blood, and then God Trinity also already testified about Jesus. But God said, you are the witness. You are the witness. Actually, without us, it is clear who is Jesus. But why does God still want to make us as a witness? Because we are the one who experience who is Jesus the most. We are the one who experience who is Jesus the most. Because we are the one who experience who is Jesus the most, then you and me should to share, testify about Jesus for other people. So, the testimony of Jesus become more beautiful. I don't say become perfect, because without you and me, the testimony is already perfect. But if you and me join to testify about Jesus, then this testimony become more beautiful, because everybody who know Jesus, yeah, by different experience, and different experience make the story of about Jesus become more beautiful. You know, on Sunday, we just baptized one sister. She was from non-believer. She worked with an employer that not allow her to get holiday. Every time Sunday off, the employer give money, don't go. And very difficult for her to connect with people. And then she met one of my member. This lady also very seldom go to the church because have the same problem. And then this lady said, Pastor, there is a girl want to believe Jesus Christ, but she cannot come out from employer house. Okay? And I contact her, and why you want to believe Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ saw himself in a vision to me. No one share the gospel, but Jesus come. And then I want to know more about Jesus. I want to believe Jesus. And then I want to be baptized, become a Christian. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is beautiful story. I believe everybody have beautiful story how we believe Jesus Christ. And why don't we share out what we know about Jesus? So this is what the John want us to do. To know who is Jesus for sure, and then to experience who is Jesus, and finally, we need to share Jesus for other people. Yeah. Okay? We have one more message next week. Now, I want you to meditate about Jesus and remember again the first time you met Jesus, and enjoy the beauty of this experience. And then finally, let us go and share what we have known and what we have experienced about Jesus for other people. While Annie prepare for leading us worship, remember the beautiful story. The first time we met Jesus. Today, we like to share good food, share good story, share beautiful place. All our sharing make us happy, make people happy. But don't forget, when we share Jesus, we bring people to get eternal life. Let's remember the first time we met Jesus. Thank you. Jesus is the Son of God that give us eternal life. Don't forget with this sentence. We already experienced the beauty of Jesus, not only one time, but every time. Let's go out and share what we know about Jesus, so that people can enjoy eternal life. Christmas is not only about Christmas tree, Christmas light, Christmas gift, Christmas dinner, Christmas holiday, but Christmas is about Jesus, who come and offer eternal life for everybody. This is the good news. The Bible already put many part who testified about Jesus. But today, God chose us, want us to be His witness for other people. You and I already experienced who is Jesus. So, you and I have responsible to share about Jesus for other people. Make the world become beauty because we share about Jesus. Don't share other things that do not bring people come to God. Especially share bad things that bring people go from the church and God. We need to share good things that bring people come to God and enjoy eternal life. Father, help us become an effective witness in our daily life, in family, in marketplace, in society, so that we can bring more people know Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time pray for community who are suffering with cancer and running chemotherapy. Also, we pray for a group of people who are in physical weakness, but also for their spiritual salvation. We ask God, open their heart so that they can see Jesus and accept Jesus. Also pray for people in infirmities condition with all problems with their physical body. We pray that God will heal them one by one. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for a new job. May God lead them to find the best. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for mission work in China with Pastor Hensu, Pastor Ricky, and all brothers and sisters who serve and share the gospel in China. We pray that God will lead them become life witness for other people that bring them come to Jesus. Let's also pray for board member, for PSAM, and then all brothers and sisters who sit on board member so that they can lead SP, become a church that make God smile. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for fellowship in our church, for young adults fellowship, men ministry and women ministry. Also pray for SP 2.0, for building resources, benefactor, vision fund, and in the midst of pandemic, also pray for every time we share the message using online, Zoom, or Facebook, or even YouTube, that can reach more people. Thank you. Let's also pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will take care of all mom and the baby in the womb. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for house church activity. There are a few group house church tonight. Yeah, in this Christmas season, we pray that every house church can enjoy fellowship and remember to share Jesus for other people. Before we close our morning prayer, please pray for SPIN. This coming 25, we have combined Christmas service in SP, and also 26, we will do a Christmas celebration in Victoria Park. We will perform dancing and singing, and for migrant worker who sit in the park. Please pray that the Holy Spirit work among us and among people who hear the good news from all the perform that we do it. Yes, Father, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for show us the eternal life in Jesus. Thank you for put us as a witness for this testimony. We put ourselves into your hand. Please change us, become life testimony for other people. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day. God bless you.